Brandon Morrow and Cajun Grass, and your host, musician, songwriter, recording artist, a retired fire chief, but not retired in promoting Cajun music, Monsieur Ray Landry. So, let's give a warm Cajun welcome to Brandon Morrow and Cajun Grass.
Pour acheter le coton, j'emmène dans la boutique. Pour acheter le coton, pour les chats, petites mimes. Pour les chats, petites mimes qui m'ont vu faire.
Yes, sir.
Brandon Morrow and Cajun Grass. Boy, I like that me.
Thank you.
I love that kind of music. Cajun and bluegrass seems to fit, doesn't it? It's the
very much so.
Absolutely. I love the way you do that. I love the way that you incorporated bluegrass. It's one two of my favorite genres of music, I guess. Probably Cajun first. And bluegrass, and then old country, real old country.
I'm pretty much the same way. I fall in that same line of
sure
being Cajun first, and then learning bluegrass, and then getting honky tonk music. So
that's right. That's right. We're going to introduce some of the band members in a little bit. We came here to listen to some music. So the Reno Wolves. I love that me.
Another one of my favorite songs. See, I'm choosing all your favorite songs too.
There you go.
Por morale, por encore
I was so busy just admiring the music in the back of the curtain. I almost messed up. You live in New Orleans. You got a house that you on my Facebook, and so I see some of the stuff that you post and some of the pictures that you send. So did you buy you a house in New Orleans? Yes.
No, actually, I live in Mid City off of Canal and Jeff Davis Street, above an Irish pub.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Tough life.
Not that bad. No. I played out there every once in a while, so it's not too bad.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Good. And so you're here to entertain us Cajuns again.
Yeah.
Back down here to the place of music tonight, and we're going to talk about your gig tomorrow as well. Little Maggie? Little Maggie,
great bluegrass song. Pre-Civil War bluegrass song.
Wow.
And Ralph Stanley picked it up and sped it up a little bit and made it into a little faster song.
Great. Let's hear it. Little Maggie.
Sit down the last dollar. Sit down to go up the chain. The Maggie's gonna dance with that. Listen to this old guitar.
That was some good stuff, huh? That was Kevin O'Donnell on guitar. He couldn't see his fingers at all. He was moving so fast. Doing a great job on that song there. I remember, like we spoke last time you played here, and I remember the very first time I met you, downtown Timamu, at the Timamu Mardi Gras, I think it was, in Iota.
And I was just a little tyke then.
Yeah, you were just... Yeah, a little bit smaller than you were now. And, you know, there's a couple of things that's going to get my attention. I was hosting a children's Mardi Gras stage at the time. And as I am today, I was in love with the Balfour music some years ago when I first started. And my love for the Balfour just kept growing and kept growing. And Brandon came up to him and he says, Uri Landry and my dad used to play with Dewey Balfour and them. And I said, well, yeah, okay. You know, so, and I was talking, and then I saw him play. I heard him play. And he had definitely that Balfour style that made me look twice. I said, I really like that guy. And then he left here and went to New Orleans and started playing music there. And this is the result of combining bluegrass music and Cajun music, which I love. And a lot of the Cajun bands out there are starting to do the same thing because people do like the same type of like bluegrass music and Cajun music and old country music. I know Moshi Domo Pla. I'm in my place when I can hear that stuff. So the next one is, we're not going to go too far down the road, the Eunice Waltz. La Vaza Eunice. Thank you. The Eunice Wells. Yes, sir. Well done. I was just trying to think about that day and, for the Mardi Gras. I remember some of the kids. You remember some of the guys on stage with you? I wrote down some there were people like Jason Bergeron, who is now playing with High Performance, and
Mary Tweedell was there.
Yeah, Mary Tweedell, y'all were all like that. And then there was Matt Corville. I don't know if you remember Matt. He ended up doing some music. And then the star himself, Mr. Hunter Hayes, was there playing Cajun music. Did you hear the news this week? Yes. Hunter Hayes.
Yep. Big congratulations to Hunter.
Absolutely. He's doing so great. He's doing well. And, you know, he decided to play country music today, but back in the day, he was playing Cajun music. I remember the very first time he played with Hank Williams Jr. was at a big festival, and Hank Williams couldn't take his eyes off of him. He was a natural showman. We can be proud of Hunter Hayes. In fact, I am. So, Hey Mama is the next selection for Brandon, and Cajun Grass.
Chanson de Creole.
That's another music I like.
Thank you.
This young lady here wants to know if you have any CDs or cassettes that you're selling.
Nope, not that box.
Not that box with the other one.
And I do, and I have to find them. They're in the van somewhere.
So she said she's going to be awfully mad at you if you don't talk to her after the gig, the Brandon. So are these the guys you play? We were talking right before he came on, and he plays actually 6 gigs a week. Plays 5 nights a week, but on Saturdays he does 2 gigs. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. So are these the guys that you normally perform with in New Orleans?
Two of them, yes.
Two of them, yes.
Guitar player Kevin O'Donnell and drummer Matt Swiler play with me on Bourbon Street. Our bass player, upright bass player, couldn't come on this trip because it's a weekend for his daughters. So he asked me to find a replacement. And then we ended up picking up Mr. Danny Baker here, who's been in New Orleans for about 3 months. He's originally from around Asheville, and that's North Carolina.
Yeah, so he's familiar. Yeah. You see, it's a perfect fit because you so familiar with the Cajun music, and he's probably familiar with the bluegrass music.
A lot of bluegrass, a lot of old time.
Well, I was going to ask you to introduce the band, but you just did, actually.
Worked out.
Yeah. And so, actually, probably the most recognized song in all of Cajun music, The Back Door, La Porte en Arrière, done by bluegrass.
Mais l'on était au bar. Ça t'a fait, mais tu l'es enquêtant. Mais tu l'as venu, mais tu l'as vu matin. Le jour l'été a presque cassé. J'ai passé dans la porte d'arrière. Mais valet, mais tu l'es, mais ton nez est au village. T'as passé, mais tu n'as plus marché. Mon petit parrain, mon pas de la maison. Mon donnant, mon bidon, mon nez, c'est dans la prison. J'ai passé dans la porte d'arrière. J'arrivais, tout l'amour me tenait pas cassé. Mon lady, mon ton manègue, ma ton adola tite. Mon don, mon vie, mon nom est wa tigre. J'ai passé dans la porte d'arrière. Les valets mettent sur les maisons et chez au village. Et n'a passé, mais tu n'as plus mangé. Mon petit paquet, mais elle m'a pas de la maison. Mon don, mon vie, ton nom est dans la prison. J'ai passé dans la porte d'arrière.
Yeah. Well, I like that, me. You know, we were talking about Facebook a while ago, you and I. I saw something that you sent me, something about you were driving a Hearst. Did you buy that?
Yeah, that's my toy, actually. I do have a Hearst.
Is that your hobby? Wanted a hearse? I got to find out why.
Being a kid and, you know, growing up in the 80s with Ghostbusters and all this stuff, and that's, you know.
Is that your own personal vehicle, really?
It's not my personal vehicle. It's my play, you know, kind of like a play toy.
Like a toy, yes. Yeah. So you go to gigs in that thing?
Not right now, no. With that big car, it gets about 4 miles to the gallon.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. So I know that the band members won't ride with you in that hearse for sure. You're not going to get nobody to ride in the back, that's for sure. So I got to ask you a question, though. You know, we were talking about when we knew when we first met that we liked the same kind of Cajun music. There's even in Cajun music, there are different styles. You know, I like the old stuff, like the Balfour Brothers and stuff, like I said a while ago. And I found that Brandon liked that kind of music as well, because he was copying the Balfour style of fiddle back in the day. And then you decided to go out and play on your own, and you went to New Orleans and stuff. So whatever happened, one day you woke up and said, you know, I'm going to incorporate bluegrass with Cajun. What made you start doing that?
I guess it was more or less traveling, you know, being a musician on the road and traveling a lot, and getting to immerse myself in different genres of music. I guess about 7 years ago, I went to a place called Chicory Hills, South Carolina, called Grassroots Festival, and we were there, and I was there with Ray Abshar, and I got to see Ralph Stanley play with his band.
Yeah, sure.
I had always been a fan of bluegrass, but never, I guess, thinking that I was a Cajun fiddle player, thought, well, I don't know if I can do it. The rhythm's too fast, you know, the technique is a little different, and I just decided one day to sit down and just start learning the bluegrass stuff.
I know that the style is definitely harder to me, just in observing a bluegrass fiddler moving so fast up on the neck and stuff in comparison to Cajun music is more of a melody type of music. And so, but you're doing a great job. I love that stuff,
I tell you.
So we're going to do... Fernwick Manuel. J'ai dit ça correct, ouais? Fenwick. C'était sa fête hier. It was his birthday yesterday, and he wants a birthday song. So I know it's not apropos that we should give him the Balfour Waltz,
sure,
but I would like that. Happy birthday.
Bonne fête. You just turned 26, right?
Yes, 26 years old. And never been kissed. Oh, my God. Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a little bit.
I got you.
We're going to be talking about his gig tomorrow at Bazio. Yep. He's actually 85.
Years.
Wow, oh my God. I take it. If I could be guaranteed 85, I would take it. So we're going to do La Balfour Waltz. All right, sir.
J'ai fait mon idée. Oh, j'ai parti pour chercher ta victoire, prévu de mourir pour mon sang. J'ai ton cœur pris cassé. J'aime ton cœur qui va casser. Toi, Remed more go on song. Senza un giorno viendo ma vi viendo li tra dans li sei le pur passe le disant da vi tuo premet more dans te bras. Yeah, I love that song.
I love it. I tell you, not too many people can play it as good as you.
Thank you, Ray.
Sure. I love that song. I love the way you sing. That was in DNA, actually. Yeah.
I'm singing up a step. Two
yeah.
steps.
And I remember we talked about that even back then, yeah. You and I, about because that's back in the day. In that day, I was playing with a D accordion, and I... Just like everybody else, I tried singing with a C accordion after that, and then I couldn't go back, baby. You know, couldn't go back, although I wanted to. My advice to young musicians, if you start in D and you love it, stay there, Sha. Don't pick up that B flat, and don't pick up that C accordion. Just stay
actually,
in D, because...
I sang for the two of our Danny and Kevin... Had never been to Fred's Lounge, so this morning we got a little early. We played in Monroe last night at a friend of mine's Irish pub. So we drove down and got up early and drove down to Fred's, and I brought in the Fred's a little while. And we got up. Donald Fontenot was playing, and he got us up and let us play. And that was the first time I sang in C in probably...
Oh, wow. It's an experience.
Four or five years,
yeah.
Maybe 6 years at that. So.
Yes. So you broke them in at Fred's this morning, and then you had to go home after 1 o'clock and take a nap.
No, actually, we left Fred's and went straight to Lakeview and played the tailgate party for the LSU game. So
that's an experience. I saw your T-shirt, Fred's, still a staple right there in Big Mamou.
It's funny.
People from all over the world.
Yeah, he's wearing his shirt. He bought it today, and it's signed. He got Don Sue to sign it.
So we're gonna do one, Little Liza Jane. You ready for that one, Chef?
Another song that I like.
Are you ready for Little Liza Jane?
I got a house in Boston town, Little Liza Jane. Speak her running round and round, Little Liza Jane. Oh, Little Liza Jane. Oh, Little Liza, sweet Liza Lord, round and round, Liza Jane. Oh, Liza, the Liza Jane. Oh, Liza, sweet Liza Jane. We'll be right back.
not jam.
So you played a gig last night, and then you played this, a little while this morning, and then you went to Lakeview, and then you're playing tonight here.
Yeah.
And then tell everybody what's happening tomorrow at the Swine Festival in Gros Basile.
Tomorrow, is the Louisiana Swine Festival. I don't know if anybody knows what that is.
Everybody from here knows what that is. Yeah.
This is the first year I ever played. I've never played it, being from Basile, but this is my first year I played that festival. And my grandfather was one of the guys who inducted it in 1962 and started it. And my dad helped out in the 80s and the 90s. And then my grandfather was Swine Festival King in 96, 97, I think. And then this year I get the pleasure of playing on Main Street for the street dance, which I normally do Mardi Gras in Basile, which is one of my big things. I'm always home for Mardi
Gras.
Yeah,
sure, yes.
But this year I've been made Grand Marshal of the parade, so I get to ride in the car
and wave
at
everybody.
My little hand.
Yeah. So you're not the king.
I'm not the king. I'm the official parade.
Hey, we can
star.
Look forward. Maybe next year. You never can tell. So, but your group is playing tomorrow as well.
Yes, we play 11 to 1.
11 to 1. Great. So that's happening tomorrow in Gros Basile, the Swine Festival. I've went once when Nokale Young was playing over there, and I loved it. Whatever. What's next? Little Elijah Jane. Let me see. Pay Dona Jog. World in the Jug, an old Ira Lejeune song.
I love this song, and I started doing some research on the melody of this song, and doing a lot of research with Ron Yule, and discovering that Ira liked to listen to Grand Ole Opry music, just like Nathan did.
Yeah, sure.
And it came from another song, which is an old country swing song, and he just took the words and flipped them and put them in, you know, did some words in French. But I'm going to try and do both. I know a couple of verses of the other one.
Some friends of mine were talking this afternoon. We had a jam session at Vermilionville, but we were talking about, when we were kids, actually, the only entertainment we had, we were too young to go in the bars to listen to Cajun music, but we could listen to the Louisiana Hayride and the Grand Ole Opry Friday afternoons and Saturday, and that's where we got our entertainment. I'm telling you, I'm giving my age, but I don't care. It was some great music, and I know that Nathan and all of those guys took some of those songs to heart because it had such a meaning to them when they heard it made into Cajun songs. So this is one of them, "Whirl in a Jug," by Brandon Morrow and Cajun Grass.
See me walking down the railroad track. Thought if you see me walking down. lives on that old 145. And these awful blues will follow me till I die. Come see me, baby, but you ain't got to talk. Oh, come see me, baby, but you ain't got to talk. 'Cause I can get more women than a passenger train can haul.
Whirling the jug.
And I love that that verse. That, come to me, baby, but you ain't got to talk. I can get more women in the past than the train can haul.
So where you got that? Where you?
I did some research on the song and found out that it was an old song from Nashville, swing song. But the first time I heard it, I was up in July in Port Townsend, Washington, for the American Fiddle Tunes Convention.
Wow.
And Mr. Milton Vanikar happened to be there, and we sat there and jammed all night, and we played some songs, and he sang that song, Pete de la Jogue, and then and we were getting ready to end it, and he's like, no, don't end, stop, go away, I got another verse, and he sang that verse, and but when he would say that, I can get more, and he had a big old grin on his face. I loved hanging with Mr. Milton.
I tell you what, something else, man. I was at Festivals Acadien a couple of weeks ago, and Ellis was there playing with the Lacassine Playboys, and I tell you, that's my kind of music. He was on the main stage, he played last year and then was invited again. It's just that it's Cajun to the core, that kind of music, and I loved it. But talking about that, I lost a couple of friends in the music last week. One of them being Bernie David. You may know him or may not. He was just into the culture probably about 10 years. Was an accordion player and did some vocals. He'd like to play by himself and stuff. And he's going to be missed for sure because he was a regular member of the jam session, originally from Kaplan, Louisiana.
First time I met Bernie was right here from Mardi Gras about 7-8 years ago.
He'd do all the festivals. That's right.
He came and met us, and we had a jam session. He came in and introduced himself. He used to come and check me out on Bourbon Street every once in a while. He'd come and talk to me. I didn't know he had passed away, and somebody had been. I was like stunned, Like,
yeah,
what?
Sure.
Oh, whoa.
He had complications from heart surgery, I think is what it was. And, I have been very fortunate to have known certain musicians that I considered just the nicest people that I had ever met on the planet in my entire life. One of those guys being Doy Bolfa, and the other guy being Nokale Young, Ali Young from around here. And then the next guy that passed away is a dear friend of mine. It's going to be tremendously missed. Mr. Hadley J. Castile passed away last week, and we just buried him actually Wednesday. But The problem with those guys dying is that they have such a presence, such a large part of the culture and the music, that when they do die, it leaves such a void, in my opinion, leaves such a void of the music and the culture until other guys come, and take their place. But, when this, it took me forever. I don't ever think that I ever forgot what Nokale did for me, giving me a chance to go up on stage first. And I will always remember him. And I had always, daily, I'm probably thinking about Nokale Young. And I know today I will spend a good portion of my days thinking of Hadley J. Castile. Shortly, my prayers will go out to Blake and his family and Mrs. Castile. One of the things that I thought was extraordinary in mourning someone's death, like Hadley J. Castile. I mean, he died, and then had Festival Acadien, and he was scheduled to play. And if you know anything about Hadley Castile, is that his granddaughter Sarah Jade Williams was playing in this band, and he spent the last 7 or 8 years teaching her the Castile style of Cajun music. And they did a commemorative program at the Festivals Acadien that just blew it away. And even after the funeral, they had a jam session at Nunu's in Arneville celebrating the life of Hadley J. Castile. So he's going to truly be missed. He was, like the rest of those guys, ambassadors of Cajun music, Cajun culture. We're going to miss them. And I know they're in the audience, and they're looking at us and saying, Lâche pas la patate, lâche pas la musique. So we're going to do something. Actually, we're going to trade places because you got Widows of the Gully, number 10. We already played that. We're going to go to Big Texas, Grow Texas. Grow Texas.
Magite putanale la Grand Texas. Magite putanale. Aussi loin ma crine et oui comme on l'a pas. Magite putanale la Grand Texas. Magite putanale. Tanale aussi loin avec un homme. Criminel comme on l'a pas, tu m'en dis ça. Magite putanale la Grand Texas. Magite putanale da Grand Texas. Magite putanale, putanale. Aussi loin ma crine, oui, comme on l'a fait. Magite putanale da Grand Texas. Magite putanale. Tonale, aussi loin avec un homme. Comme on tue gros ma crine, oui, comme on l'a fait. Magite putanale da Grand Texas.
Texas. You know, we don't, we have this schedule for the rest of the year. On November the 10th, next weekend, we're going to have the next Saturday night, the Babineaux sisters will be here. Gracie and Julie will be playing music. They'll be the only band here next Saturday. And November the 17th, they have Anne Savoy and her Sleepless Nights will be performing here. That's on November the 17th. November the 24th, the Huval Family Band will be performing. That's November the 24th. December the 1st, the Gainey Osamo and the Lakeside Gamblers will be playing. On December the 8th, Mac Manuel and the Lake Charles Ramblers will be providing the music.
Hey, Mac.
December the 15th, they're going to have the Lafayette Rhythm Devils. The Lafayette Rhythm Devils with the CFMA was Band of the Year, also Song of the Year. The Frisson Two-Step, Randy Vedrine and that group won two awards from the CFMA. They will be performing here on December the 15th. And naturally on December the 22nd, right before Christmas, and December the 29th, right before the first of the year, New Year's, they won't be in a band. They won't have any bands here at the Liberty Theater. And then again on January the 12th, the Yvette Landry Band, Yvette Landry from Bro Bridge, will be performing. That's on the 12th of January. There's no band scheduled for the 5th, but they're gonna have a band coming up, I'm pretty sure. Okay,
Can I make a slight change?
You can do what you want, Chess. Your show.
Since we were just talking about Mr. Hadley, the first time I had the great pleasure of meeting Hadley was right here, and I was just first starting out as a musician, and he used to always fuss at me about learning songs. Like, you need to learn more swing music. You need to learn more of this, more of that.
That was his style, sure enough.
And, of course, as I got older and started playing more, I used to come see him here, and he emceed a couple of times. And then what month was that in? I got to remember, whenever the NSU Folk Festival was, whatever month that was, one of the last times I seen him, which was a couple of months ago. And I talked to him, and I asked him, I said, Mr. Hadley, I said, are you playing? He's like, oh, no, I'm just here. I'm not. I'm just here visiting with friends. And I'm like, okay. And we talked about 20 minutes about music and bluegrass and swing, and he made me try a new fiddle, and you know, and
yeah, sure.
such a great pleasure. And the first song I ever heard him play live here when I was a kid was Louisiana Waltz. So, and it's really Tim Otis, which is the Robert Bertrand, but it's the
yes.
same song. But,
yes.
So I want to do that in memory of Mr. Hadley, because he had a very big impression on my life and really made me realize that I needed to branch out and learn other things besides what song, I was
yes.
doing.
And he had this philosophy all in his career where, we both know he liked that swing, country swing music, and he played it until his death, and he loved it. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Hadley in a little bit, but now we're going to do something, and the name of the song is
Louisiana Waltz.
Louisiana Waltz. Let's hear it.
Un monde dans le cimetière ne reste pour moi. Dans les belles musiques, les jouets, mais tu t'ennuies. Et j'en prie toi, mon cher ami, si tu la crois. Chers amis, tu m'en vis, mon bien fini. Reposez pour moi la histoire. Mes bons belles danses, ton plus belle danse dans l'allusion. Mon embras est ennuyé, tu t'ennuies, dans le bel musée qui jouait pour le charme.
Et reste-toi dans l'allusion au semi-jam. Les plus belles danses, ton plus belle danse dans l'allusion.
That's some good stuff, buddy. I love it. I know he was on the front row. He was on the front row and giving you the thumbs up signal. You know, Hadley was a regular visitor of the jam session at Vermilionville. We loved him as you come to the jam session every night and every now and then.